Changes in ecosystems. Organisms and natural events cause changes in ecosystems. Changes in an ecosystem can be helpful to some of its organisms, but harmful to others. Changes in ecosystems. Contents. Preview the book, page 2. How do ecosystems work, page 3. About ecosystems, page 4. Needs of living things, page 6. Cause and effect, page 8. Why do ecosystems change, page 9. Natural events cause changes, page 10. Living things cause changes, page 11. Main idea and details, page 16. What happens when ecosystems change, page 17. Succession, page 18. Survival and extinction, page 19. Compare and contrast, page 20. How can people help restore ecosystems, page 21. Restoring and protecting ecosystems, page 22. And glossary, page 24. Build reading skills. Preview the book. You read nonfiction books like this one to learn about new ideas. Be sure to look through or preview the book before you start to read. First, look at the title, front cover, and table of contents. What do you guess you will read about? Think about what you already know about ecosystems. Next, look through the book page by page. Read the headings and the words in bold type. Look at the pictures and captions. Notice that each new part of the book starts with a big photograph. What other special features do you find in the book? Headings, captions, and other features of nonfiction books are like road signs. They can help you find your way through new information. Now you are ready to read. How do ecosystems work? Make a connection. Pelicans, elephants, and grasses are living things in this African grassland ecosystem. Soil, water, and air are non-living things in the ecosystem. How do you think these living and non-living things affect one another? And there is a 2-page photo spread out here showing an elephant in the tall grasses and showing some water with white penguins in the water, also feeding on the grasses. Find out about the parts of an ecosystem, the needs of living things. Vocabulary, habitat, page 4. Ecosystem, page 4. Organism, page 4. Climate, page 4. Species, page 5. Niche, page 5. Population, page 5. Community, page 5. Environment, page 6. Competition, page 7. Page 4. About ecosystems. A desert coyote has places where it sleeps, hunts, and finds water. These places are all part of its home or habitat. Many animals and plants live in a desert. A desert is an example of an ecosystem. Earth has many different kinds of ecosystems. An ecosystem includes all the living and non-living things in one place. Plants and animals are living things. Living things are sometimes called organisms. Rocks, soil, sunlight, and water are non-living things. Climate is another non-living part of an ecosystem. Climate is the average weather in an area over many years. An ecosystem also includes the interactions among its living and non-living things. When things interact, they affect one another. For example, the kind of soil in a desert affects the plants that grow there. There are 2 photos at the bottom of the page. The first shows 3 owls with wide circular eyes in a nest, and the caption says, "A burrowing owl's habitat includes its hole in the ground, or burrow." The next photo shows a desert landscape with cactus in the foreground, mountains in the background. And the caption reads, "Plants, animals, soil, and dry climate are all part of this desert ecosystem. So are their interactions." The next page has a picture of a coyote in the wild on the top of the page, gazing out. He stands amongst cactuses and some bare branches. And the caption reads, "A population of coyotes may be part of a desert community." The publication continues. Scientists use certain words when they talk about the living things in an ecosystem. Living things of the same kind belong to the same species. For example, burrowing owls and great horned owls are two different species. Many different species can share the same habitat, but each organism has its own role or niche. For example, an antelope jackrabbit's niche might include feeding on grasses and becoming food for a coyote. All the members of one species living in one place make up a population. One part of a desert might have a population of 5 coyotes, for example. Together, all the populations in one place can make up a community. A desert community can include populations of many different species of animals and plants. All the different populations in a community interact. An ecosystem includes all the living and the non-living things in one place. What else does an ecosystem include? Page 6, Needs of Living Things. All organisms need certain things to stay alive. Animals need air, water, food, shelter, and space to live. Plants need air, water, light, and space to live. Plants also need nutrients such as the minerals in soil. Resources are things that an organism can use to meet its needs. Resources come from an organism's environment. An environment is all the physical things and conditions around an organism. An elk may eat grasses and drink water from a river in its environment. These things are resources for the elk. They help it meet its needs. Each environment has only so many resources. Some organisms are better than others at getting or using those resources. These organisms are the ones that stay alive. At the bottom of the page, there is a picture of an elk grazing on grass at the edge of a river. And the caption reads, "This elk is meeting its need for food by eating the grass in its environment. Grass is a resource for the elk." And at the top of the next page, there's a picture of 3 grizzly bears in a river by a waterfall, and they are fishing. One of the bears, it has his mouth wide open and is catching a fish in it. He's about to close his mouth on this fish. And the caption says, "Grizzly bears sometimes compete for fish to eat." The reading continues. A living thing is affected by the kinds of other living things in its environment and by the number of other living things in its environment. Many different organisms often depend on the same resources. This can cause a kind of struggle. The struggle for resources is called competition. Competition can happen among individuals of the same species. Competition also can happen among different species. A healthy ecosystem is in balance. A small change in one part can upset that balance. The whole ecosystem may be affected. For example, grizzly bears may eat fish from a river, but suppose there are fewer fish in the river. There might not be enough food for all the bears. Some bears might have to find other things to eat. Then they might be competing for food with different animals. This could affect whether those other animals can find enough to eat. How can competition for resources affect a living thing? Reflect on reading. You previewed pictures, captions, and other book features before reading. Which features helped you the most as you read about ecosystems? How did they help? Apply science concepts. Think about a potted plant you have seen growing indoors. What needs does that plant have? How are those needs met? Talk about your ideas with the class. Now we go to page 8, and we're going to build reading skills on cause and effect. A cause is why something happens. An effect is what happens as a result of the cause. As you read this section, think about the many ways ecosystems can change. What causes those changes? Tips. Thinking about causes and effects can help you understand why things happen. To find effects, ask, what happens? To find causes, ask, why does this happen? Look for signal words such as cause, effect, affect, because, why, since, so, and as a result. A cause may have more than one effect. An effect may have more than one cause. A cause and effect chart can help you keep track of your ideas about why things happen. Why do ecosystems change? Make a connection. Some places have very active volcanoes. What changes might happen in an ecosystem when a volcano erupts? Find out about ways that events in nature change ecosystems. Also find out about ways that living things change ecosystems. Vocabulary. Pollution, page 14. Acid rain, page 15. And there is a large 2-page photo of an active volcano spewing lava from its crater in the center of the volcano, and then you can see a river of lava flowing across the black rock. It looks like a fire river. Page 10. Natural events cause changes. Natural events can affect ecosystems. Storms can cause floods, and winds can blow down trees. An ecosystem may go through a long period of dry weather, called a drought. Some of the plants that grow there may die because they do not have enough water. Then the animals that eat those plants would compete for any plants that are left. Earthquakes, volcanoes, and forest fires are other natural events that can change ecosystems. Changes in ecosystems can be harmful to some living things, but they can be helpful to others. Suppose lightning starts a forest fire that burns the trees in an area. Tall trees no longer block the sunlight, so new plants that sprout can get enough sunlight to grow. The ash from the fire adds nutrients to the soil. This also helps the new plants. Name 4 natural events that can change ecosystems. At the bottom of the page, there is a photo of a raging forest fire, with the caption, a forest fire can change the soil and the kinds of living things in an ecosystem. The top of the next page, there are 2 photos. One shows a beaver in the water chewing on a blade of grass, and the other shows a dam across a pond with lots of sticks blocking the water from flowing. And the caption reads, beavers change ecosystems by building dams across streams. The reading continues. Living things cause changes. All living things cause changes in their environments. These changes can affect whole ecosystems. Suppose beavers build a dam across a stream. The dam blocks the flow of water. Then a pond forms. The pond is a safe place to live for beavers and other wetland organisms. But what about the other animals and plants that used to live there? Their woodland environment is now flooded. The new wetland environment might not meet their needs. Plants also can cause changes that affect ecosystems. Think of a field that was once farmland. It's a sunny environment. Plants such as grasses grow well there. Nutrients are added to the soil when older grass plants die and decay. Then, pine trees might grow in the soil. Over time, the trees get bigger. More trees grow. The sunny field ecosystem changes to a shady forest ecosystem. Disease in plants or animals can also cause changes in ecosystems. Humans make changes in many ecosystems. For example, people sometimes bring a plant or an animal to a place where it does not usually live. These plants or animals are called introduced species. Introduced species can harm other organisms. Introduced species also can compete with other organisms for resources. The new habitat may not have an animal that eats the introduced species. If so, the introduced species can multiply quickly. A European insect called the gypsy moth was brought into the United States in about 1869. It was thought that the insect could be used for making silk. At first, the moths were kept in one place. But some moths got away. Now, gypsy moths have spread across the northeastern United States and beyond. Gypsy moth caterpillars have harmed many trees by eating their leaves. At the bottom of page 12, there's a photo of gypsy moth caterpillars on several leaves that are very well eaten, with the caption, "The gypsy moth is an introduced species in the United States. Gypsy moth caterpillars have harmed millions of acres of trees." The next page has a photo at the top showing a truck driving quickly down the road, and on the side of the road, there is a very large tortoise with a caption that says, "A busy road cuts through this tortoise's habitat." And the reading continues. People also change ecosystems by using or developing the land. We often clear land for new buildings. We also build highways, bridges, and dams. Raising animals, growing crops, and digging mines change the land too. Land development can make habitats smaller. Plants and animals in developed areas may have less space, food, and water. They may no longer find what they need to stay alive. As a result, these plants and animals may move to other areas. This may cause more competition in those places. People also use land for getting rid of trash. More than half our solid waste is put in landfills. Landfills take up space that was once a home for plants and animals. People must design landfills carefully. Otherwise, wastes can leak and harm nearby habitats. At the bottom of page 13, there's a graph that shows how do we get rid of waste. It shows the most gets put in landfills. In the middle, you've got recycled items. And the least plentiful way the graph shows of getting rid of waste is by burning. And the graph has a caption that reads, "People in the United States got rid of about 251 million tons of solid waste in 2006. This graph shows how much of that waste was put in landfills, recycled, and burned. Back to the reading. People can damage ecosystems by putting harmful substances into the soil, water, or air. This is called pollution. Pollution can make food and water unsafe. It can kill plants and animals. For example, sometimes oil carried by a ship spills into the ocean. The oil pollutes the water and harms wildlife. Another kind of pollution can happen when people use harmful chemicals. For example, some chemicals are used to kill weeds or harmful insects, but these chemicals also can harm helpful organisms like birds, worms, and bacteria. People sometimes add fertilizers to soil to help plants grow, but when it rains, fertilizers can wash into ponds and lakes. The fertilizers help tiny water organisms called algae grow quickly. When the algae die, bacteria break them down. These bacteria use up most of the oxygen in the water. As a result, fish die because they cannot get the oxygen they need." At the bottom of this page 14, there are two photos. One shows a swan on the beach, covered in oil. and it has the caption, "Birds and other wildlife can be harmed or killed by pollution from an oil spill." The other photo on this page shows a pond that has some lily pads on it, but it is covered in algae with the caption, "Algae can grow too quickly when fertilizers wash into ponds." The top of the next page shows a beautiful blue sky, but in the foreground, you've got 5 smokestacks, and they are all spewing big clouds of smoke. And the caption reads, "Some power plants and factories burn fossil fuels such as coal and oil. Burning these fuels can give off waste gases that can pollute the air." Back to the reading. "Other kinds of pollution are a result of burning fossil fuels such as coal and oil. Many power plants burn coal to make electricity. Cars burn fuels made from oil. But burning fossil fuels can give off gases that can pollute the air. Burning fossil fuels also can cause a kind of pollution called acid rain. The burning fuels give off substances that mix with water vapor in the air. This forms acid rain. Acid rain can cause changes in lakes and streams. These changes can harm plants and animals there. Acid rain also can damage buildings and statues." How do humans change ecosystems? Tell about 4 ways. Reflect on reading. Make a cause and effect chart. Write "Ecosystems change" in the effect box. Think of some possible causes of changes in ecosystems. Add them to the chart. Apply science concepts. Think about the ecosystem you live in. How have people changed it? Write about the changes in your science notebook. How do you think the changes have affected other living things? Page 16. Build reading skills. Main idea and details. The main idea of a paragraph or part of a book is the most important point. Details give more information about the main idea. As you read this section, look for the main idea about adaptations. Tips. The topic sentence tells the main idea of a paragraph. It is often the first sentence in the paragraph. To find the main idea, ask, "What is this paragraph mostly about?" Details may answer who, what, when, where, why, and how questions about the main idea. Details can be examples, descriptions, reasons, other facts. A concept web can help you keep track of the main idea and details. What happens when ecosystems change? Make a connection. Wild bison used to live in many parts of North America. How has the bison's ecosystem changed? Find out about how the populations in an ecosystem can change over time. Find out about ways living things stay alive in a changing ecosystem. And also find out about what can happen to living things when an ecosystem no longer meets their needs. Vocabulary for this section. Succession, page 18. Adaptation, page 19. Extinct, page 19. Endangered, page 19. Fossil, page 19. Succession. Ecosystems change all the time. You have learned that when an ecosystem changes, some species may no longer get what they need. As a result, those species move away or die. But the changed ecosystem may have just what some other species need. Those species move in. A gradual change in the kinds of organisms living in an ecosystem is called succession. Remember how a field that was once farmland can change into a forest? This is an example of succession. The grasses in the field are gradually replaced by shrubs and trees. The kinds of animals living there also change. Succession also can happen after a sudden event greatly changes an ecosystem. Mount St. Helens is a volcano in the state of Washington. Its eruption in 1980 killed thousands of plants and animals. But within a year, seeds blew into the area and started to grow. In some places, shrubs had stayed alive. Some animals also lived through the eruption. Other animals moved in as plants started to spread. What is succession? At the bottom of page 18, there is a picture that shows lots of dead tree limbs and branches, but they are on the ground, but they are surrounded by blooming, blossoming flowers of different types. So the area is very much alive. And the caption reads, "Wildflowers were some of the first plants to grow after Mount St. Helens erupted. Scientists are still studying the area around the volcano to learn more about succession." The top of the next page shows two photographs. One is of a polar bear on the ice, and the other is a drawing of a bird called a dodo bird. The caption on the polar bear photo reads, "A polar bear has a thick fur. This adaptation helps the bear live in a very cold environment." And the caption on the dodo bird photo says, "The dodo is an extinct bird species." Back to the reading. Survival and extinction. Sometimes special body parts or behaviors help organisms stay alive when their environments change. The organisms pass these helpful features on to their young. As a result, over many generations, the whole species changes or adapts. Features that help organisms survive are called adaptations. A polar bear's thick fur helps it survive in a very cold environment. Some fish swim in large groups. This adaptation makes it harder for bigger fish to catch and eat one of them. Sometimes a species cannot adapt to changes in its environment. As a result, that species may die out. A species is extinct when all its members are dead. A species is endangered when it's close to becoming extinct. We can learn about extinct species from fossils. Fossils are the preserved remains of once living things. Give an example of an adaptation. Tell how it helps an organism survive. Reflect on reading. Make a concept web. Use the web to keep track of ideas about adaptations. Put the main idea in the middle, then add details, such as examples. Apply science concepts. Find out about an animal that is endangered. Use books, magazines, or the internet. Talk with a partner about what people can do to save the animal. The next section begins on page 20. Build reading skills. Compare and contrast. When we compare two things, we tell how they are alike. When we contrast two things, we tell how they are different. As you read this section, think about how the three R's, reduce, reuse, and recycle, are alike and different. Tips: compare and contrast by following these steps. Choose two related things. To compare them, ask, how are they alike? To contrast them, ask, how are they different? A Venn diagram can help you compare and contrast. How can people help protect ecosystems? Make a connection. Some people reuse bags when they go to the grocery store. They don't use new paper or plastic bags each time. How do you think this is helpful? Find out about ways people are helping to return damaged ecosystems to their natural state. Also find out about ways people are protecting ecosystems. Vocabulary in this section. Conservation, page 22. Restoring and protecting ecosystems. People cause many changes to ecosystems. Some of these changes can be helpful. Others can be harmful for us and for other living things. But people are also helping to return or restore ecosystems to their natural state. This is called reclamation. Picking up trash on a beach is reclamation. So is planting new trees where a forest has been cut down. Many countries have laws that protect ecosystems. Some laws help control pollution, others help protect endangered species. Conservation is the wise use of natural resources. Conservation can help protect ecosystems. People practice conservation by following the three R's: reduce, reuse, and recycle. These things save resources and reduce pollution. There are two photos at the bottom of this page, page 22. The first shows somebody's hands around a tree base on the soil. Their hands are a little dirty, so it looks like they've just been working in the soil, planting a tree, and there is a small shovel next to the tree. The caption reads, "People can plant trees to help fix or reclaim land that has been logged or mined." The other photo at the bottom of this page shows a train on the tracks going through a city because it's in front of a large apartment building. And the caption reads, "Taking a train or bus uses less fuel than taking separate cars. This helps save resources and reduces pollution." The top of the next page shows a plastic recycling bin filled with several recyclable items. And the caption reads, "Plastic, glass, paper, and metal can be recycled. Recycling saves resources and space in landfills." Back to the reading. Reduce means to use less of something. Using less electricity conserves the resources used to make it. People can use less electricity by turning off the lights and TV when they are not being used. People can reduce waste by using products that are refillable. People also can reduce their use of harmful chemicals. Reuse means to use again. People can reuse containers instead of throwing them away. Broken objects can be fixed instead of replaced. We can give outgrown clothes to others. Recycle means to turn old products into material for new products. For example, the plastic in many bottles can be recycled. It can be made into new bottles, carpeting, or cloth. We also can recycle metal, glass, and paper. Tell one way people can help restore damaged ecosystem. Then tell one way people can protect ecosystems. Reflect on reading. Make a Venn diagram. Choose two of the three R's, that's reduce, recycle, and reuse. Use the diagram to show how they are alike and different. Apply science concepts. Think about plastic packaging, toys, and other items in your home. What are some ways your family can use less plastic? List your ideas in your science notebook. And on page 24, here is the glossary. Acid rain, a kind of rain that forms when chemicals from air pollution mix with water vapor in the air. This word is found on page 15. Adaptation, a body part or behavior that helps an organism survive in its environment. This word can be found on page 19. Climate, the average weather in an area over many years. This word can be found on page 4. Community, all the different populations of organisms living together in one place. This word can be found on page 5. Competition, the struggle among living things that share the same resources, such as sources of food, water, or shelter. This can be found on page 7. Conservation, the wise use of natural resources. This word can be found on page 22. Ecosystem, all the living and non-living things in one place and all their interactions. Examples are grassland, desert, rainforest, and freshwater ecosystems. This word can be found on page 4. Endangered, when a species is close to becoming extinct. This word can be found on page 19. Environment, all the physical things and conditions such as soil, air, climate, plants, and animals that surround a living thing. This word is introduced on page 6. Extinct, when a species has died out and there are no longer any of its kind alive on Earth. This word is introduced on page 19. Fossil, the preserved remains or traces of a once living thing. This word is introduced on page 19. Habitat, the place in nature that is home to a living thing. This word is introduced on page 4. Niche, the role of a living thing in its habitat includes where an organism lives, what it eats or takes in from its surroundings, and how it affects the other living and non-living things in its habitat. This word is introduced on page 5. Organism, a living thing such as a plant or an animal. This word is introduced on page 4. Pollution, the act of putting harmful materials into the air, soil, or water. This word is introduced on page 14. Population, all the members of one species living in a place. This word is introduced on page 5. Species, a group made up of all the living things of the same kind. Burrowing owls and great horned owls are two different species of birds. This word is introduced on page 5. And finally, succession, a gradual change in the kinds of organisms living in an ecosystem. This word is introduced on page 18.